On standby.
And now, Coco Enterprises presents How to Talk to Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook. To get us started, here's John Hendricks.
Well, guys, I see that you're not investing in razor blades right now, Tom.
Yeah, that's right.
I guess this is the first time we've both been in studio with a little facial hair.
I grew it for the radio.
So that's right.
It looks good, man.
Well, thanks. I appreciate
it. Looks good.
Thank you.
Maybe that'll be the Coco Enterprises thing. We'll just be the
bearded financial advisor.
Yeah, the bearded financial advisor. Whitefish.
Right.
Yeah. Well, we're not going to be talking about facial hair today. As much as I'd like to, I could probably go on and on.
But we probably have taken that as far as we can
that's
go.
Probably, right? Yeah, I think we're at the end of the road on that one.
Yeah.
Well, today we're going to talk about charitable giving. Now, it's November. We're kind of entering the charitable giving season. Christmas is around the corner. Now, being generous and giving charitably is a good thing. And it feels good to give and see your donations go to a worthy cause. But it could be even better. If you use some special strategies to give charitably, you can save a lot of money in taxes if you do it.
That's right.
So today we're going to talk about a few of those.
Yeah, giving can have a lot of tax benefits. The reason that we're bringing it up now as opposed to in December is because a lot of times a lot of information says that the deadline for doing this stuff is December 31st. But the big caveat before we, the big preamble before we get into these next three topics is that you have to have it done by December 15th. And that's not a like an IRS deadline. It's a administrative deadline. So like Schwab, Fidelity, Vanguard, they need that extra 2 weeks because they get an extremely high level of paperwork this time of year. And a lot of times if you don't get it in by the 15th, they can't guarantee you it's going to get done by the end of the year.
And if it doesn't get done by the end of the year, then technically it's a donation or a gift made in the following tax year.
That's right.
That's what we're going to focus on today is the taxes.
That's right. Yeah. So the first one, and we probably covered this in the past, but it's called a qualified charitable distribution. And basically what or another name for it is QCD. So qualified charitable distribution, also known as QCD, is a direct transfer of funds from an IRA or an individual retirement account. And that's the pre-tax account. And it's payable directly to a qualified charity. So now a qualified charity, you can kind of drill down into that a little bit, but 35,000 foot view is that if the charity you're giving to is a 501(c), most likely it's gonna qualify. But basically what you're doing is that you're giving you're transferring money out of your IRA to a 501(c), and basically you get to satisfy your required minimum distribution with this gift. And then because of that, you don't have to pay taxes on that
so
required
minimum. So QCDs, they go hand in hand with RMDs most of the time. Now, at age 70 and a half, you can start using this QCD strategy. Now, you aren't required to start taking required minimum distributions till age 72. It used to be 70 and a half. They just never updated the QCD.
Right.
But it's usually that RMD age.
Right.
So what folks have been doing that if they're already giving charitably and they're over the age of around 70 and a half, instead of taking their RMD, they just send their RMD directly to a charity or a church or a nonprofit.
That's right.
They don't have to take possession of it. It doesn't count as taxable income. They get to make the gift and then the charity gets it. So it's very efficient and it saves you money on taxes without... It lowers your adjusted gross income.
Yeah, which is a big deal because most people are like, for a lot of people, they're just like, okay, great. But by lowering the adjusted gross income is that, sometimes if you were to like sell capital gains or something like that and you thought you're in the 0% tax bracket, you may add some money to what's called your provisional income for Social Security, not to get too in the weeds, but other strategies can actually increase your income for Social Security purposes. The QCDs will not.
Right.
So you can actually make a gift, get a deduction for it, but it doesn't count against your provisional income for Social Security. So it's a pretty safe way to get a deduction from your adjusted gross income, give money, and then not have to pay taxes on those.
Now, the QCD, it's important to note, this doesn't make you money. It's not like, hey, I'm just going to go out and start giving to save money. No, it doesn't work like that. Yeah. All it is if you're already being charitable, you're already giving throughout the year, you might as well just use your RMD because it'll save you taxes on the back end.
Yeah, if you're already pulling money out of your checking account to give to an organization, you might as well just keep it in your checking account, and take that required minimum distribution, gift it to a charity, and get a tax break on
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We have a lot of folks that do QCDs, and it works out great.
That's right. And just for people, and you know, if there's some people who know the rules really well, and what they're thinking is, well, great, I'm going to make a contribution to my IRA, get a tax deduction, and make a qualified charitable distribution in the same year and get double the tax savings. I like where you're like.
I love it when that question comes up. It's like,
You're like a thinker. But the IRS has already thought through this first. And what they're saying is that if you make a contribution to your IRA and give money, those two are going to offset each other. So it's not like you can get twice the tax savings. You only get once. Yeah.
And another couple things to add is there is a limit. You can only do a QCD amount up to $100,000. Mm-hmm. And you can only do QCDs in traditional style IRAs, traditional IRAs and inherited IRAs, rather. You can't use simple IRAs, SEP IRAs, or employer-sponsored retirement plans.
That's right. And that's per person. So technically, if you're married, that's, you know, $200,000 between you and your spouse.
But if you're in your 70s, you have an IRA, you give charitably, and you still take your RMDs, give this a serious thought. It could work out great for you.
Absolutely. So the next one, that was qualified charitable distributions. The other way to give is just giving highly appreciated stock. So if, you know, back in, you know, the beginning of 2020, you know, you bought some Tesla for, you know, like $100 or something like that. Mm. And now it's worth like $100,000. You know, that's hyperbolic, but you know, something like that. And so you have a really low, what they call low cost basis, or you have a, you know, a small amount of money invested in it, but the shares of those stocks are worth a lot. Now you have a lot of embedded capital gains in it. And for a lot of people, this can cause, you know, a lot of issues, because if you sell that, the majority of it is going to be taxable. But if you're already planning on giving to a charity, instead of pulling that money out of your bank account, it might be wise to gift some of this stock to the charity and then avoid paying taxes on it.
Right, exactly. And we see this all the time where folks, they have investments in their taxable accounts, and they say, oh, I want to give some money to my kids.
Right.
I'll just sell some stock and give them the money. It's like, whoa, wait, have you considered actually gifting the stock?
Yeah.
It washes it of the taxes. Now, when you do this for a charitable donation, it goes to the 501c3. They don't pay taxes on it when they sell it.
Right.
So it's kind of a double benefit there.
Yeah. And this is one of those things where it's like document. So if you gift the stock, you know, your custodian will show where the transaction, at least show the transaction going out, but you're going to want to keep that statement, you know, in the month that you gave that transaction. You probably want to keep any corresponding paperwork from your custodian. And if you can get a receipt from the receiving institution, that'd be good too. And then that way you have a lot of documentation to show the IRS, yes, I gifted a stock.
Yes, yeah, exactly. And there's also another benefit is if you do gift highly appreciated stock, you also get a tax deduction for the full market value of that stock.
Yeah.
Now, there are some caveats there.
Yeah.
It has to be held for a year, certain percentage of your AGI. So any tax professionals listening, noting that there are some caveats, but in general, you can receive some deduction.
Yeah, you can get a deduction. Yeah, but like Drew said, there is some red tape attached to that. So that's always a good option. And again, is that it's things with what they call low cost basis. So if you put $100 in, it's now worth like, you know, $2,000. That'd be a good stock. But if you put $100 in and it's now worth $200, those aren't necessarily the stocks that we're talking about right here. Yeah,
absolutely. Last thing to talk about for the charitable giving is something called bundling.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this one after we take a break.
Okay. I'm Kip Tkachuk, Program Director and Forensic Interviewer for the Flathead County Children's Advocacy Center, a program of the Flathead County Sheriff's Office. The Flathead County Children's Advocacy Center provides services to child victims of crime involving physical and sexual abuse. FCCAC also directs and coordinates our multidisciplinary team comprised of 9 agencies, each having responsibilities for the well-being and protection of our community's kids. Our team also enhances the system responses designed to protect our children by providing victim advocacy, therapeutic referrals, forensic medical exams, forensic interviews, and case review to improve case outcomes. With your help and financial support, we can provide services for more of our community's children, offer better training for our professionals who work with them, and improve our outcomes in and out of the courtroom. You can contact me directly by emailing fccac@flathead.mt.gov or by calling 758 758-5593. That's 758-5593.
Get ready for the ultimate event of the year taking place on December 8th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Kalispell. Welcome to the Enchanting Masquerade Ball by Casino Royale. Secure your tickets now for an unforgettable evening filled with poker, live music, exciting auctions, delightful drinks, and a sumptuous dinner, all in support of our core mission, creating opportunities for individuals with disabilities. Dress to impress as you step into a world of elegance and intrigue, where you have the chance to shine. Win fantastic prizes for categories such as Best Dressed, the most captivating mask, or your favorite dance moves on the floor. But remember, tickets are limited. Gather your friends, reserve a table, or purchase a couple of tickets to join us in continuing our mission of supporting and empowering others. Don't miss out on this extraordinary night. Visit CasinoRoyaleMT.com to secure your tickets now and be part of an evening that promises both glamour and giving back.
Let's return to How to Talk with Your Advisor with Drew Coco and Tom Shook.
Yeah, so we've talked about qualified charitable distributions. We talked about gifting highly appreciated stock. And this last one's kind of appropriate for the season, but it's called bundling, you know, kind of like a bundle it all in one package, I guess. I don't know, that's a stretch. But no, so bundling is basically just involves giving cash gifts. But what they're talking about here is that if you're planning on giving to an organization, you know, over the next couple of years, like you basically just set it up so you give them, like, you know, let's say like $1,000 every year. These gifts that you give to a charity are tax deductible. They go on your list of itemized deductions. But in order to actually have those deductions counted on your 1040, they have to be higher than the standard deduction for the year. So if you're a joint married couple, yeah, that standard deduction is about $27,700 for 2023. So that's a lot of deductions on there. But what they're saying is that if you can accelerate all that giving into 1 year, that'll add a bigger chunk to those itemized deductions, and that might push you over the standard deduction, and you can take a higher you can increase your tax savings by accelerating all this giving into 1 year, making your itemized deductions more than the standard deduction.
Right. It's all about making your donations or your gifts tax deductible.
That's right.
Because like you were saying, if you're an individual, I think it's around $13,800 is a standard deduction, and $27,000 for filing jointly. So if you're giving like a few thousand, $5,000, $10,000, then there's really no tax benefits for you, because you're still going to take that standard deduction.
Yeah.
But what you could do is if you had like $50,000 available to donate, or that's the amount you were going to donate over the course of a few years, lump sum donate it or bundle it together, give it to a charity, and then you actually might lower your taxable income that year, dropping tax brackets and actually seeing that tax benefit.
That's right. And these gifts get lumped in with other deductions like your SALT deduction or your mortgage interest deduction. So you get to add this to all those other itemized deductions, and together they might push you over the threshold where it actually saves you some more in tax.
There's a couple ways you can do this. You can give directly to a charity, but sometimes it feels good to give every year.
Yeah.
So what you could do is you can consider what's called a donor advised funds, or a DAF. You know, in this industry, everything has an acronym.
Yeah.
So these are referred to as DAFs. And these are like charitable savings accounts or charitable investment accounts.
Right.
You contribute your funds to the DAF, and then from there you direct it to the charities of your choice.
Yeah. So if you want to continue just giving gifts on like an annual basis, and just having consistent money going to the organization every year, you can basically take a lump sum, put it in this donor advised fund, and then take the deduction for it, and then over the next 5 years, you can still piecemeal that gift out to the charity.
And that's the important part. You get the tax deduction the year it goes into the DAF, not when it goes from the DAF to the charity.
Yeah. Or, you know, if it's your tax system is such that you have a lot of standard deductions and it makes sense, and you want to try and get all those, or you have a lot of income that year and you want to try and get as many deductions in that year as possible, you can give it to this donor advised fund. Even if you don't know where it is, you can let it sit in the fund and then make your decision later on where you want that money to go.
Exactly. Now, DAFs, they're not very popular, I guess, and they're kind of intimidating, but they're actually pretty easy to open. Mm-hmm. You have to just talk to a custodian, and yeah. they'll open it for you. Now, they offer some flexibility. You get to put some investments in it and potentially see some gains. But there's sometimes fees associated with these as well.
Yeah.
That's one thing to keep in mind as well.
But Schwab, Vanguard, Fidelity, they all
all the big ones, they do it. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. So those are the big threes at qualified charitable distributions, giving highly appreciated stock, and bundling. Those are just some things to keep in mind at the end of the year. Get some tax savings for any philanthropic endeavors.
Being generous is good, but it could be even better.
That's right.
All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us for COCO Enterprises, How to Talk to Your Advisor. We'll be here next Thursday at 12:45. If you missed some or you'd like to share it with friends, find today's and past shows on our Facebook page or online at kgez.com. Now it's twice as nice. 600 KGEZ is now on translator K243CM Kalispell, high atop Lone Pine at 96.5 FM. KGEZ.